Football and then gave this glowing report about David Montgomery and was saying how he's perfect for what the Bears want to do and he's tough to tackle and all sorts of. So it's like great football. Like, I'm having a lot of fun with the podcast, like on subjects. Like, I enjoy interviewing people, like for the actual like interview, but being able to delve into subjects,
the deep dive,
it's fun. So yeah. Like, I'm going to use some of you guys' stuff for a pod later this week with Theo and then piggyback it with Joe talking about the mechanism of getting Kimbrel from Arizona to Chicago.
So, I mean, it's an airplane, apparently, Connor. It's like sort of getting the horses from where they have to be.
It's very difficult. Yeah, it's a very difficult process.
Similarly, we had to explain it to Connor.
Now he wants to be literal. Now this is the time when Dan decides he wants to be literal about things.
It was only to get a dig on Connor for not understanding how horses are transported.
No, I understood how they... You know what? I'm not doing it again. That was clearly not the purpose of the question, well, and I understand that it takes airplanes to move horses from A to B.
How did?
By the way, there's been a lot of innovation in horse airplane travel lately, so that's what I was...
How did this even come up?
Oh, I don't know.
Ron Majors, and it was the Kentucky Derby, and you I forgot the exact question.
I was very curious as to how in the hell they get horses from across the pond to here. But obviously, not literally how they get them there. You know, that's what... The inside stuff that Ron Majors knows about.
How they scout a horse there and it ends up getting here.
Rightfully so, just chopped the legs out.
They put him on an airplane.
Stop being an idiot. They use an airplane to do it. And it was hysterical. It was great. Dan Hale ran with it for the better part of a year and a half. And I get it. I well deserved. I shouldn't ask stupid questions.
No, it's all good. We all ask them, and they all get replayed, and it's a good thing. Gentlemen,
see ya.
Have a wonderful afternoon. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX and HD2 Chicago. By the way, it's a good day if you have that. If you have HD radio in your car, with there being a little bit of rain in the area. Plus, my voice sounds much better because you can hear the bottom of the bass in it on the HD. So you should go to 104.3 HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. That was Bernstein and McKnight. You can hear them every day, 9 a.m. until noon, right here on The Score. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves would like to thank their loyal fans for making their 25th anniversary so special. Thank you, and see you in October. This hour is also being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
The example that I bring up is Lopez. Like, his individual development can't just be, well, he'll only learn by going out there and getting his brains beat in. There's also a lesson in, you had a lead. We gave you a 5-run lead. You nibbled around the strike zone, and because of that, your pitch count went up. So I got to take you out of the game. I have to use the bullpen because we'd like to win this game. Now, also, in that particular game, Tony, there was some horrendous base running where two guys get picked off on the same pickoff. And another damn thing, stop bunting. You're an American League team. That's enough with the bunting. Okay. Whew. That felt good.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Well, apparently Ricky was listening to me yesterday because he did bat Tim Anderson second. Of course, Tim didn't help me out at all, going 0-4. But at least he got 4 at-bats, and that's the point. Welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until, what are we doing, Tony? 1:35? Is that when we're off the air today?
Yep.
Until 1:35, normally until 2, but the Cubs have a getaway day game out in Colorado that's going to start at 2:10, so our pregame will start at 1:40-ish. So I'm here until 1:35. Until then, we have a lot that we have to get done, okay? We're going to have a lot of fun on today's show. We are going to talk about that hockey. We are. We are going to talk about games.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
We are going to do that hockey. We're going to do – here's what I can promise you, okay? We're going to do hockey and hockey not hockey. if you're like, wait, what the hell are you talking about, Lawrence? You got to stick around to figure it out. But we're going to have a discussion about Game 7, which is going on tonight in Boston. Maybe Tom Brady will show up and drop the ceremonial first puck. Shane said that he thinks it'll be Big Poppy, and I'm like, I don't think he's in any condition to do that, but we shall see. So let's get to it. Let's start the show as we start all things with the rundown.
Run them down.
The rundown.
In the rundown, we usually throw in the biggest stories going around in Chicago sports, and we try to give you an idea of the things that we are going to discuss throughout the show. Let's start with the U.S. women's national team, okay? Let's start there with them getting... I'm not going to play. Tony, don't play all 13 goals from the U.S. women's national team. Just give me one of the five goals that Alex Morgan scored.
Thompson Morgan to get a shot in, and away, and in. It's a hat-trick. Morgan. Alex Morgan! Victory for the USA. They win by 13 goals to nil.
Now look, there are a lot of people that are very much in their feelings when it comes to what happened yesterday to Thailand. First of all, America first. Secondly, from just the strategic standpoint, I know it doesn't feel good to see a team dog another team like that, but this isn't a friendly. This is pool play at the World Cup. I hate to tell you, if you don't already know, and soccer heads know, goal differential matters. It matters. So other teams are going to play Thailand, and they're going to beat up on Thailand, too.
And they're adults.
And they're adults. Now, I think that there is quite the argument that the pool of teams in the Women's World Cup is not as deep as it should be. And maybe you need to have less teams in the World Cup. But in pool play, score as many goals as you can.
Everybody can get the smoke.
And everyone got it too, Tony. Now, I will say that perhaps, just perhaps, the celebrations were a little bit over the top considering the difference in talent level. But... you, on this show, we're all about it. We're all about the celebrations. If Thailand wanted the U.S. women's team to not celebrate, then damn it, they should have stopped somebody. And they didn't. And when you have an opportunity to score a goal in a World Cup match, it's the pinnacle of your soccer career. So do your dance, do whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable. I am here for it. I hope they beat everybody 13-0. America first! All right, let's bring it back to Chicago. Let's talk a little basketball. Chicago Sky with a win last night over Phoenix.
Vanderslip with three. Oh, and beats the buzzer.
I didn't think that had a prayer of going in. Forney Vanderslip taking on the big girl just enough for the Sky to close out. But how about the moxie? The confidence of Courtney Vandersloot.
Courtney Vandersloot with a bucket over Brittany Griner. The Sky win. Diamond DeShields had 25 points. And Courtney Vandersloot had 17. So the Sky are now 3-2. Over to baseball. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with Diamond DeShields. Like she's on my list of people that I would like to bring in studio to interview here on the show. And shout out to Allie Quigley too. Deep Paul. Anyway. On to the baseball. Do you want to do the winning team or the losing team first, Tony? Which one?
Let's do the losing team.
Okay, let's talk about the Cubs. The Cubs are on the struggle bus when they are on the road, and it was a familiar foe, Daniel Murphy.
Line to right, down the line, in the corner, base hit up against the wall. One run is in. Arenado runs well. He's rounding third and heading home, and he's going to score. Two-run double for Daniel Murphy, and the Rockies lead 2-0.
Yeah, Quintana wasn't sharp yesterday, and then the bullpen got real bad, and Brad Brock was, whew, that was a rough patch. And Charlie Blackmon went 400 feet over the wall.
Ball center field, pretty well hit. Back goes Almora to the center field fence. That ball is gone. Three-run homer. Charlie Blackmon with a towering home run to dead center. And that breaks it open. It's 9-1 Colorado.
Yeah, if you had visions of a comeback, it probably wasn't going to happen even at that place. That home run was weird, too, because Almora swore he had it. And then he just ran out of room. He's like, wait, welcome to Coors, man. Not that that ball wasn't crushed, because it was, but that ball will drift on you, and you will end up running into a wall thinking you're going to make a catch on a ball that you can't catch. Joe Maddon said that, look, just wasn't their day.
Over a week now on the road that we have not really gotten things done. I mean, yesterday was a good game. Today wasn't a good game. Yesterday, I was okay with it. You got to score more than one run. I mean, that ended up being three, but you got to be better offensively in this ballpark too. And that really is the separator.
So the Cubs have one more game in Colorado. We'll see if they can salvage a win today out there. The game starts at 2:10. We will have it for you right here on the Score. Over on the south side last night, the White Sox bats were working. Wellington Castillo? Ooh.
Aces are loaded for the Sox here in the first. Castillo on a drive. Center field. Grand slam. Enjoy it, Wellington. 4-2 Sox.
That wasn't Jason Benetti's best call of the night. His best call of the night came on that bomb that Aloy hit.
Jimenez drills it. Left center, number one in this ballpark is gargantuan. He saved it all up for that mammoth missile to center field. Wow!
Don't stop believing.
Yeah! That ball was hit 462 feet up into the juniper out there in center field. Aloy went 2-for-3. The White Sox won 7-5. Colome picks up his 14th save of the season. Sox are back to two games under 500. They will take on the Yankees coming up at the end of this week. Eloy says there's going to be more bombs like that.
I feel good. I know I'm getting better. And that is pretty much one of the best games. But it's more for coming.
You damn right you're getting better. And it's fun to watch. Apparently, Jose Abreu said to him he can't be 22 years old because 22-year-olds don't hit bombs like that. They do. I mean, all over baseball they do. But it's nice that one of them now resides on the south side of Chicago, because watching his growth and development as a player is going to be fun for years and years and years. Ricky Renteria says that his star youngster is only scratching the surface of his talent.
Guys that have a lot of talent kind of grow exponentially, you know, and he's just scratching it. I mean, he had put together some pretty good at-bats today, and, you know, hopefully he continues it. And I think he's just adjusting. He's learning. He continues to see what guys are trying to do to him. He's trying to lay off some tough pitches. In that instance, letting the next guy do the job. So I think his at-bat led to that next at-bat, obviously. But he's gonna be pretty good. Besides the long ball, he's gonna be pretty good. He puts some good swings on pitches, and he's gonna be all right.
He does put good swings on pitches, and I really enjoy watching him. I like that. I was explaining to someone the other day, like, why is his number 74? And I was like, look, he wants to make that his own thing. He wants to make that a popular number. So I'm down with it. You got a couple dudes with weird numbers. Even Abreu got weird numbers, and I'm for it. I'm all for it. White Sox two games under 500. It is amazing. Like, I was thinking about this morning driving in. Like, if the White Sox just stay as an around 500 team, aren't we all going to be pretty excited?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I know that, Tony, I know that I am. But I think that considering that they were a 100-loss team last year, no one thought that they could maybe make a jump, a significant wins jump in this season. And look, the next stretch of games for the White Sox is not fun. I'm just going to tell you, like, the easy part of their schedule for the month of June is over. And it was one of those things that I was hoping that they would kind of get a little fat on and then see what happens. But let me run it down for you, since we're in the rundown, of what the rest of this month looks like for your Chicago White Sox, because it is not going to be great for them, at least on paper. Here are the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 series for the White Sox. They get the Yankees for 4 at home. Then they go to Wrigley to play 2 games against the Cubs. Then they get Texas for 3 on the road. Then they go to Boston for 3. And then at the end of the month, congratulations, here's Minnesota to kick you in the rear again. So these next 3 weeks for the White Sox, on paper, look horrendous. Maybe we'll see the best of our boys, the best of the South Side 9, coming up in these 3 weeks. I hope so, but they still don't have enough starting pitching. But we know that already. All right, that concludes our rundown for today, and I thank you so much for being a part of it. Ordinarily, what we usually do is we end the segment with a rundown item that we're going to talk about. That is not the case today. We are going to talk hockey in the next segment.
Let's do that hockey.
We are going to do that hockey. And look, I brought in a ringer for us to talk hockey. Jay Zawoski, who does all of our hockey stuff basically here at The Score, he's going to jump in and he's going to give you a preview of Game 7. And then we're going to have a discussion about Game 7 tonight with the crew and with you. And you can text us at 670-11 if you want.
Don't leave. It's going to be fun. Don't leave just because we're talking hockey. Don't leave, please.
If you haven't figured it out, you probably now know Tony's not watching Game 7. We're going to talk to him about why coming up after a timeout. You're listening to The Score.
Listen to every Cubs game here on 670 The Score.
Hader hits a drive toward right center. Deep. Back goes Almora on the track. Almora makes the running catch. Excellent play by Almora. He ran that ball down.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, a radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler Performance Series, denim that's made to move with you. Try on a pair today. While the news about David Ortiz's shooting on Sunday was stunning and sad, the news about Kellen Winslow Jr. was at least as sad in a completely different way. Winslow is the son of Hall of Fame tight end Kellen Winslow and inherited his father's physical gifts. 6'4", 250 pounds, soft hands, everything you could want in a football player. He played on a national championship team at Miami and was the 6th pick in the 2004 NFL draft. He overcame injuries his first 2 seasons to become a Pro Bowler and eventually signed the most lucrative tight end contract in NFL history. Now, at 35, he's been convicted of raping a 58-year-old homeless woman and was fortunate that the jury was hung on 2 other rape charges. He's going to jail. Clearly, something went horribly wrong with Winslow. Something turned him from a star into a monster. Truly a sad story. I'm John Feinstein.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey golfers, golf pro Kyle Kunesh here at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. If you've never had a taste of golf at Grand Geneva, you're missing out. Some say it tastes like a juicy brat at the Lynx Bar and Grill. Others claim it tastes like our new craft beer, aptly named The Brute. As for me, I think it tastes like victory. Come get a taste for yourself on The Brute in the Highlands. Book your tee time today at GrandGenevaGolf.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Father's Day sale at Ace. Hurry in and save hundreds on Dad's favorite brands like Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, Ace has an extensive lineup of steel outdoor power tools, so you can be sure to find something you'll love. And save time when you buy online and pick up in store. Make this Father's Day one that Dad will always remember, with great gifts from the best brands. All at your local Ace. Offers valid on select items at participating stores.